Blog Talk Radio.
Creator, Mother, Father, God, Source, all the one, all that is. May the ancestors hear our prayers. Ancestors, 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 we call out to you at this time of great change and challenge and ask you to guide us to our courage, confidence, and compassion. Help us to remember to love ourselves unconditionally so we may share our love with others. Guide us to heal from the past, to be open to the future, and to embrace the present. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Ashe Aho Asai Shinga Bizlila. And so it is. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wisdom Walk Talk here on Black Hole Radio and my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk 2 Self-Mastery. I am your host and guide, Jojapa Maria and Saroma. December is the third and final fire month, as well as the final month in this water year that has opened a new age to human evolution with mind-blowing challenges and changes. My theme for this month is release and receive. And it's my pleasure to guide you through a review of the major spiritual messages that I shared and the teachings of 2021 so that you can consciously release yourself from its energy and open yourself to the new energies of 2022. So join me tonight as I share part one, which is the review and release of 2021. And just a reminder that when I'm broadcasting live like this, you can listen through this phone number if you have problems with your internet connection. It is area code 563-999-3089. I will be uploading videos of the broadcast to my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery. And if you have any questions or want to leave some comments or encouragement, you can do so at my Facebook page, which is Wisdom Walk Radio, or my Facebook community, which you're welcome to join, Wisdom Walk Community, or my website, which is www.wisdomwalktoselfmastery.com. And of course, if you're watching this as a video, in the comment section below. But right now, I ask and thank you for sitting or laying back and joining me for an exploration of the inner landscape where we can connect to our souls and rediscover the true treasure of being human. Wow, well, folks, we have been through some time as I've been reviewing the 2021 themes that I shared with you, the notes that I took, the titles to my programs. Wow, it's been quite a time. And this last week in particularly, at the end of November into December, has been really a huge transformational energy time. So it's amazing. It's amazing all that is going on. And every day I wake up and just express my gratitude and then ask for help to be able to navigate through the day choosing love over fear. So let me share some elemental wisdom. And I am at a point in my schedule and with some new things that I do want to be able to share with you and be creating that I'm going to only do two live broadcasts a month, and I'll put a week in between them so that you have time to do some more processing before I then share some more of the insights and the wisdom. Of course, having a weekend off from live broadcasting production and the actual doing of it gives me some more time to be able to pull some more things together, including my online platform for the Ensaroma Home spiritual community. And more will be coming about that. So in my broadcast, I will share with you two elemental wisdoms for the Friday that we just had, which was the third, and then the upcoming one, which is the 10th. And also, I realized that I do give out information about what is a distraction to the energetics of the week, but I want to try to just leave you with the energetics, have you just focus on that. And when it's time to share about distractions, I'll do that again, but I really got the hit. Let me just focus on the energy of the week so that you're just holding that in your mind, in your spirit, as you navigate through the next 2 weeks. And so this Friday, December 3rd, we were transformed into a nature week in this water, in this fire month. We just finished the water month. And here is the opportunity. It's all about being flexible. Very, very powerful. So right on, so relevant a message for us right now. This is about trusting the process, surrendering your attachment to your plan. When we make up what we think is the best way for our dreams to come true, we are sure to be disappointed. So trust that the universe, with its unknowable ability to make things happen in the right way and at the right time, is more powerful than your brain or that of any other human. Want it to be right for you more than just wanting it. Let go of trying to figure it all out. Do what is right in front of you to do at the present time, and know that more will be revealed. Connect with the magical and tricky energy of the nature element, whether that is in the form of plants, trees, flowers, animals, or humans, to help you accept the greater order and direction you are being asked to experience. Yeah, yeah. So that's the focus for you this week, the energy of flexibility and trusting in a process, trusting in that greater order and direction. Now, this Friday coming up, December 10th, we'll walk into an Earth Week in this fire month, and the opportunity is about giving support. Isn't that wonderful? Like, if you let go of your plan, open up, be flexible, then you have this incredible opportunity to give support, to pay it forward, to be an inspiration, to offer assistance without expecting anything material in return. This is the Christmas season. Demonstrate your ability to be generous, compassionate, considerate, and trustworthy. Invoke the generative, nourishing, and abundant universal love energy of the earth element to be of service to others. In doing this in a humble and balanced way, you will be gifting your soul with unconditional love. This emotional resource will serve you well as you continue to move through unexpected barriers to fulfillment to your annual commitments. As you comfort others, you will be comforted. Yeah. Yeah. So again, beautiful, beautiful energies for us to have as we come to the close of this water year of 2021, this amazing year. And I also want to remind you that on Wednesday, December 22nd, it will be our monthly Earth Day. And as I have been talking about, the website www.earthday.org has been providing wonderful information that will help us take on both individual or collective responsibility for what we can practically do to support healing of the earth, healing of ourselves, really, but taking care of our planet. And so they're doing this climate literacy campaign. They're providing tools on that. It's on the website. And it's to help raise awareness of climate literacy, spreading the word among your networks or urging your government to make climate literacy a core feature of school curriculum. Yeah. And so the toolkit provides you with necessary materials to write your op-ed page or put out a message on social media, send a note to your network. You know, like I do, I'm just committed to spending at least 2 to 3 minutes every live broadcast to remind you that there really are things we can do to help make this planet habitable for the seventh generation that comes after us. Climate change is real. It's no joke. And I know that together we can really do something to deal with the changes, but also to clean up what we need to clean up. Yeah. Yeah. So thank you if you're taking this on with me. Appreciate it very, very much. So here's my overview for you for tonight. I'm going to start off with the spiritual review of 2021. Then I'm going to talk about the importance of releasing 2021 and give you some contemplative questions to support that. And then I'm going to give you information on a ritual that you can do, a nature ritual. It's also a grief ritual, so that you are energetically taking on the releasing of this year. My quote for tonight comes from Hazrat Inayat Khan. He lived from 1882 to 1927. He was a poet, a musician, a philosopher, and the pioneer of the transmission of Sufism in the West. Yeah. And he says, God breaks the heart again and again and again until it stays open. Yeah. I thought that was so right on for, you know, what we've been experiencing in 2021. You know, when I did my research last year in January to get some insights about, okay, what's happening astrologically, I came across Gary Crawford. I really, really like his work. I like how I like his insights and how he expresses himself when looking at kind of the whole realm of a year of planetary aspects. And he talked about 2021 as the propulsive force of a new era announcing itself, like, yeah, yeah. And we can point to many things that happened that definitely were in alignment with that, yeah. He says that 2020 saw the collapse of outdated structures and the rapid advancement of those able to meet the changing needs of global cultures like Zoom, right? Yeah, they had no idea that overnight they would be billionaires and providing a really, really important service. And during 2021, Mr. Crawford says that it would be imperative to release attachment to the way things have been and discover the creative potential that will be emerging amidst the reordering of social structures. Yeah, we've been seeing that. It continues, right? Continues, yeah. So my Wisdom Walk talk themes over this past year have been breakthroughs and sparks, spark of life, new beginnings and castles in the sky, coming home to oneself, and bursting open into the truth of who you are, the great shift up in our higher consciousness as human beings, remembering there's always hope, remembering to transform trouble, that we can do that, transform it into treasure, and then the conscious, courageous connecting that we have to do, first of all, with ourselves, and of course, definitely with other people. So in a nutshell, you know, these themes, this spiritual message, this metaphysical energy for us has been about, you know, this message of, okay, that's who you used to be. You can't go back to that. It's going to be painful trying to figure out who you are, but that's what you need to be focusing on. You need to be focusing on who are you now? Who do you need to be now? So things that your grandparents did and thought and knew, or your parents thought and knew, they're just not going to be applicable for the times that we are in now. I mean, who could imagine that children would be out of school, you know, for more than 6 months, having to be at home and working on computers or tablets or phones in order to continue with their learning. You know, who would have thought that? Couldn't imagine. Yeah, couldn't imagine. So the elemental focus of 2021, it was a water year. And in essence, it's about letting go, letting feel, and letting in. And so there were three areas that I was always keeping in mind as I was doing this work with you. Number one is about grief, and that's the letting go, right? Seeing it as a daily experience of releasing pain, tears, anger, fear, and letting go of what was and can never be again. and remembering that we only grieve who and what we love. Yeah. And so 2021 has just been marked with great grief. I think it was just last month that they published the recorded numbers of humans on the planet who have died from the pandemic, and it totaled a little over 5 million. And so that's a really short amount of time for so many people to be dying, and in that way from a disease. And so there's great grief in that. You know, there's great grief in that. And I know there's not one person on this planet, unless they've been living secluded for a very long time, that doesn't know of someone or doesn't know, have a family member that died from COVID. Yeah. And of course, you know, there's other kinds of deaths going on. Had a client who lost their partner to a car accident. Or people who are dying from cancer, people are dying from heart attacks, like all of that is still going on. But on top of it, we have this disease. And so, you know, the grief has really been up. And grief is something that, especially in Western culture, we shy away from. We don't want to deal with it. We don't want to, you know, have it be around. And so we've been used to stuffing it in and sedating it. Ignoring it. But it hasn't been easy to do that in 2021 because there's been so much grief. Yeah. It's almost become like a norm that you're feeling bad and crying over the loss of someone. Yeah. Yeah. So really important that we, you know, understand that spiritually, this is exactly what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm supposed to be letting go. Supposed to be letting go. And that moves us into the letting feel, right? Because to grieve, you've got to feel it. You've got to feel the pain. And so the other theme that I've been focusing on is love. Yeah. The importance of love. And again, a daily practice of being emotionally intelligent to those around you and especially to yourself, that opening of your heart versus shutting it down, the learning to love unconditionally through forgiveness and compassion, and being interdependent of how someone else feels about you, you know, not taking on somebody else's pain or somebody else's understanding of you, but being clear and accepting of who you are, valuing yourself. Now, this has been a year where we've really been asked to value ourselves, to not give away our power, or treat ourselves like we're widgets for a capitalist economy. And so that's why we've experienced the Great Resignation, as it's called, worldwide. You know, people young and old saying, I'm done. I'm done. I can't work like this anymore. I'm not going to work like this anymore. Yeah. So again, that love energy showing up. And then the third one, from letting go to letting feel, is about letting in. And the letting in is definitely characterized by the process of reconciliation. Yes, reconciling, making peace. So compassion and forgiveness to allow others into your life, not to give your power away, but to be strengthened by their existence as your cheerleaders or as your evolutionary teachers. Yeah, the ones that push our buttons are bringing us something to be conscious about. Also, as opportunities for you to experience unconditional love and be responsible for your own joy, happiness, and decisions. Yeah. Yeah. And I always think about my grandma, who was a follower of Jesus Christ, and sitting at the table when I would come home from school with Ms. Shirley, who was a Jehovah's Witness. And Grandma had out her, you know, Bible, and Ms. Shirley had out her version of the Bible. And they'd be talking back and forth, you know, sharing about the differences and being okay with that, not trying to tell each other, you're wrong, but like, oh, that's really interesting. Well, here's what it says in my Bible. And really connecting, again, very consciously, very courageously, very deeply, and saying that, you know what, our belief systems really don't matter. What matters is that we really like each other and we enjoy having this cup of tea together and talking this talk. Like, this is what's really important. Yeah, yeah. So that reconciliation energy, you know, so that we don't have to think that we have to fight because somebody doesn't agree with us or doesn't think in the same way that we think. Something else that I found as I was going through and doing this review process to share with you is this breakthrough from a cosmic perspective, that 2021 became a breakthrough year. 2020 was the breaking down, okay? The breakdown, the breakout, the breakup, you know, that's what 2020 was. That was when that cosmic flashlight of COVID came and shut things down and changed our world around. And so 2021 was, you know, the breakthrough, because whenever you have a breaking down, a breaking up, you are going to very naturally get a breaking through. And so what has broken through? I put down four perspectives. One, cosmically, the universe is designed to change, to grow, to evolve, and this happens through flow. Yeah. So when things are blocked, you know, they're going to be unblocked. And it's almost like that's what COVID came to do, to help unblock some things. When things aren't in flow, like the magma beneath our feet, a volcanic eruption will occur that can't be stopped. The coast of West Africa and the Azure Islands, La Palma, volcano has been going off and flowing. You know, this magma has been flowing out, lava flows, creating new earth at the ocean, expanding the island. But, you know, this whole notion of flow that can't be stopped. It's been going on and on. And there have been some other volcanoes, too, that we've seen at this time. The next piece is when our emotions are dammed up, it's not a good day. And fear and pain cause damage. And that's why, for example, Chinese acupuncture is all about releasing that stuck energy, you know, when things are locked down, shut down, held down. You know, it's like you can't breathe. Right? It's not a good day. So, again, that's about that oppression, you know, experiences of oppression that have been experienced on this planet by people. And so we can consciously identify where in our personal lives we are stuck and use the experiences and the practices of grief, unconditional love, and reconciliation to get things back into flow. Yeah, yeah. Wonderful. So also 2021 was the year of the ox, is the year of the ox, because it doesn't end until February 1st. It's the year of the ox, and I had pulled up this really cool kind of poem quote about the year of the ox from one of the astrologers. And it says, I'm here to fix and stabilize, to help heal and lay the foundation for unification and one for all. I will sort through the chaos, fortify and protect our values, and assess and speak the truth. My mission is to reverse the damage, bring integrity to the forefront, implement justice, law and order, and deliver equality and freedom. Yeah. And that comes from Eugenia Last. Eugenia Last. So the blessing of the metal ox, of the metal ox, was paraphrased into devotion to and determination for right relations. Yeah. And it said, you know, the ox is preparing your ground for new seeds, tilling the earth of your existence for new energy that has arrived. To resist this futile, the ox has come to reveal to you what your healing and growth work is now. You've graduated. Yeah, yeah. Lovely. So the ox year is said to push you to improve life and emphasize how our diversity makes us stronger and better when we work together. Yeah. So during the ox year, those who will do well will be those who are open to conscious change. Definitely. So all of that to now ask you to consciously release 2021. Consciously release 2021. So here are four contemplative questions I want to share with you. Number one, who or what in your life do you need to consciously grieve? Who and or what in your life do you need to consciously grieve? Number two, who in your life do you need to forgive and love unconditionally as you would want them to do for you? I had the experience of that with a family member and many experiences with people that I work with. Yeah, it's really important. It's really important to let go of the judgment, the resentment, the pain of what happened in the past or what happened, which really wasn't about you. It's just, you know, people in pain will transfer their pain. Yeah. Number three, who and for what situation do you need to reconcile, make peace? Yeah. Who or for what situations do you need to reconcile? You know, when we haven't made the peace within ourselves and outwardly with others, we're just stuck. You know, you're just stuck. You're like in a swamp. Can't move. Can't breathe. So asking for reconciliation, focusing on reconciliation, how do I reconcile this? How do I stop being a victim to a situation? Or how do I stop feeling so guilty about something that I did in the past, you know, like parents with children, you know, children get grown and you realize, oh yeah, I was kind of neglectful during this period. And, you know, you may be harboring some guilt. Like, how do you reconcile that? Open to reconciling it. Don't hold on to, like, this is what characterizes my relationship with my children. No, you're about more than that. You're more than that. You're more than the neglect you may have done. And they're more than the behaviors that they may have done as they were acting out the pain that they took on, you know, as they were growing. Reconciliation, too, in terms of relationships. Everybody that you've been in a relationship with gave you something. So if you're still harboring resentment towards somebody you were in a relationship with, you really, really want to let that go. Because you're not who you were then, you know. I don't care if it was last year. You're not who you were then. Let it go. Yeah. Open to letting that go. And then last but not least, and I think this is one of the most important questions for us in this work of releasing 2021. What change or changes are you most afraid of? Yes. Yeah. What are you most afraid of? What is the change? Yeah. So sit with those, you know. I will post them on my Facebook page, and definitely they'll be in the video. But here's the ritual for you that I believe can help you, you know, move the energy of where you may be stuck around the issues of grief, love, and reconciliation. So it's a nature ritual, and the nature element can support our ability to release the past, stay curious, be in the not knowing about the future, and embrace the present. In this manner, we are more able to welcome the necessary changes that will bring us our happy endings easily and effortlessly. Yeah. So here's a nature ritual that can be done very simply. After praying to your God and invoking your ancestor spirit guides and loving entities, one, you're going to write out your responses to those contemplative questions or questions that maybe you yourself asked yourself in relation to this. And you can bundle organic items that represent your responses. You can also draw symbols of what represents your responses or make a collage from magazines of your responses. So in other words, basically you're going to pull together the ingredients, if you will, that are going to go into your bundle. So you can write it out, you can draw it out, definitely find items that are symbolic that can represent, you know, and you want it to be organic, right? You want it to be things that are, that aren't plastic, you know, not man-made. You want it to be organic. Yeah. So yeah, could you put some food in there? Yeah, definitely in your bundle. Totally. So then you're going to create this beautiful bundle using green cloth or cloth that has green in it. And I always say make it beautiful because spirit loves beauty. Yeah, it's drawn to beauty. It gets its attention, yes. And you're going to, you know, offer this to the nature spirits. So you can create an altar very simply. Get a green candle and a green piece of cloth, you know. Maybe put a little bit of some bark or some twigs, you know, something that represents nature on it as well. And you can leave your bundle on there, you know, for 24 hours. It's a way kind of to charge up the energy inside of you. But the gesture, the faith gesture is I'm putting it here so that my ancestors and spirit guides can really give it an energetic that enables me to do this ritual with ease and effortlessness. Yeah. Yeah. So after you created your bundle and let it cook, then you're going to go out into a forest or somewhere that is a natural setting, could be your backyard, and you're going to connect with nature. You're going to connect with the plants and the animals. You could also connect with humans. But you're going to take yourself into nature, you know, really, really opening yourself up to this beautiful, beautiful, sweet, loving energy of nature. And ideally, if you can bury your bundle near a tree, that's great. Or you can place it into the hollow of a tree. That's always a good way. Or you can just place it by a tree, you know. But the idea here is that you are going to consciously and in a very sacred manner offer up this bundle to the spirits of nature. And, of course, you're going to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, know that you're making this faith gesture. The scientific term for this is called neuroaerobics, yeah. So when you're shifting up something in your brain, you set intentions, but you also have to do an activity. You've got to move your body. That's the aerobic piece. And so that's what, you know, indigenous ritual is really about. So once you've completed your ritual, you know, take care of yourself. Know that there is going to be rewiring that goes on in your brain. So take it very easy. Drink lots of water. Take a salt bath. All that stuff is good. But then you're going to notice, what the experience of change is for you now. Yeah. And notice what is going on. And look at that over a three-month period. So between now and the end of February, you want to be noticing what is changing for me, what's going on. Yeah. So I hope that's helpful for you. And those of you who have my book, or if you want to get access to my book, know that the nature ritual is written out in more detail. And you can use that as well for this releasing of 2021. It is a grief ritual. So should there be tears? Yeah, get some tears going, definitely. Definitely. My Sarah saying for the night comes from January of 2021. This is the one I use, and so I thought it was very appropriate to be closing out the year with it. And Sarah says, life always supports us in where we want to be. Life always supports us in whatever changes we want to make. Ashe, ashe. So, as always, I am going to close out tonight by thanking my wonderful engineer, Miss Yvette Parker, and the entire Black Hole Radio Be Well family for providing me with platform to bring this important information to you. I also want to shout out to all my regular listeners out there and to all of you who have Wisdom Walk with me, and you know who you are. Hey, Max, if you're listening in, I am so proud of you, my dear. To my family on both coasts, my spiritual kin everywhere, and my family in Wisconsin. I love you guys. It's getting cold there, so you know I'm sending you some sun energy from California. Also to my leadership, my transformational leadership colleagues, my medicine brothers and sisters like Asu and Ina, and all of those who may be listening or watching for the first time, thank you. Big thank you. I couldn't do this without your interest, without your commitment to becoming the best version of yourself. Yes. And if you haven't, it would be a great, great pleasure for me to experience you subscribing to my YouTube channel, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, and that can help me grow my audience. Hit the bell so that you get all of what I put out. Yes, I have not put out one video from November, but I will take care of that during December. And thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, as I said before, I'm shifting to only two live broadcasts a month, with a week in between for processing. So next week on the 12th, this will be rebroadcast on Black Hole Radio. And then my next live broadcast will be on December 19th, and I'll continue to share the review and receive with the wisdom and guidance on spiritual preparation for 2020. And this is definitely going to include our annual commitment making. Now, just know that I also do astrological insights. I've been stretching it out not just every week, but I'm trying to do maybe like 2 weeks at a time, depending on what's going on. I just did one about the eclipse that we had yesterday. So again, check it out on my YouTube channel. The book, Wisdom Walk to Self-Mastery, Ancient Wisdom for Transforming Pain, available on Amazon, Abe's Books. There was somebody else that had it. I just looked recently. I can't remember the name now. But online booksellers, also Kindle, it's available. I am in the process, for real, of creating an audio, an audio format of it. And I hope to have that all done and out to you no later than the end of March of 2022. And last but not least, I want to thank my God, my ancestors, my spirit guides and loving entities, everything that walks with me. Keep my head to the sky, my feet to the ground, and my heart open to do this important work with and for all of you. So please have a healthy and safe Nature and Earth Week, being flexible and paying it forward. Of course, continue to wear your mask, add a filter, double mask if you need to. Don't trust that I'm outside and the virus can't transmit. Yes, it can. It's an airborne disease. So don't think because you're outside walking around, you're safe. Have your mask so that if you come across someone and, you know, you just feel like, I need a little protection, boom, it's right there. Don't go out of your house without a mask. And also, if you can't wear a mask for whatever reason, then work on strengthening your immune system very consciously and practice safe relating. Don't forget to wash those hands frequently. Avoid perceived safety, like I said, just going outside thinking you're going to be safe, and embrace the science safety of microorganisms. But most importantly, please, please remember, you are not disposable. In fact, you are divine.
I hope you enjoy Convergence, and thanks again for sharing this part of your lives with us. It's been a real pleasure.